Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is bright and clear across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying warm sunshine, perfect for those heading outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, offering a refreshing start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israel Hayom reports that CENTCOM has released a statement on the Iranian ship shutdown, revealing it refused to stop for 6 hours. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post confirms that Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Macron has held Hezbollah responsible for the attack that resulted in the death of a French soldier. Also this hour, Maariv highlights a warning from Dr. Nissim Katz about the implications of the ceasefire imposed on Israel in Lebanon, suggesting it's a critical moment for Israeli strategy. Separately, Israel Hayom provides further details on the CENTCOM statement regarding the Iranian ship, emphasizing the refusal to comply over a 6-hour period. And finally, the Forward reports that Abdul El Sayed, a U.S. Senate candidate from Michigan, called the Israeli government evil, like Hamas, during a recent interview. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that the USS Spruance intercepted the MV Tauska in the North Arabian Sea, issuing multiple warnings about violations. Dan Linnaeus, a defense analyst, wrote just now about the Tuska's crew failing to comply with warnings, leading to the USS Spruance disabling its propulsion. From Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there is a statement from earlier today regarding an IDF soldier who allegedly harmed a Christian symbol during operations in southern Lebanon. The IDF is taking this incident seriously. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. Central Command statement on the Iranian ship. CENTCOM released footage showing the USS Spruance taking action after the ship refused to stop for 6 hours. This incident highlights ongoing tensions in the region, particularly concerning maritime security. Such events could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact shipping routes critical to global trade. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the attack on UNIFIL soldiers by Hezbollah during a ceasefire marks a significant breach. French President Macron's announcement of Hezbollah's responsibility underscores the complexity of maintaining peace in the region. This development could influence international diplomatic efforts in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Dr. Nissim Katz's article in Maariv warns of the strategic implications of the current ceasefire with Lebanon. Katz argues that such agreements can stall Israeli military advantage. This perspective may shape future Israeli defense policy. On the economic front, turning to business and markets. First, Yanet Business reports that a ceasefire with Iran and Hezbollah is saving the Israeli economy tens of billions of shekels. The drop in daily war costs could significantly benefit the state budget. Separately, CTech highlights concerns about the AI cybersecurity boom. The gap between vulnerability detection and resolution is widening, potentially impacting Israeli tech firms' security measures. And finally, Maariv Business Review's FitNexus Somnipods 3. These innovative headphones aim to enhance sleep quality. The product reflects the growing health trend influencing the Israeli consumer electronics market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.